All right. Let's see. Mr. Chestnut.
Yes, sir.
You're excused. We'll be in contact with you if and when we need your services again. Mr. Sullivan. You're excused. We'll be in contact with you if and when we need your services again. And Mr. Gregg, you're excused. Where are you at, Mr. Gregg? Oh, there. Doctor's excuse. You're excused from further service. All right. Yeah, well, it'll be better once we get to 22. Let's get these jurors back in there to stand. We're going to call 22 of you up here, so this won't be long, but bear with us.
Please come forward as I call your name. Kara Hall.
Kara.
Kara, C-A-R-A. Amanda Shell. Jenny Jefferson. Justin Klein. Randall Appolter. Mark McCullough. May Gillis. Bridget Benoy. Robert Miller. Jolynn Nichols. Michael Lucas II. Tyson Shahan. William Saunier. Rebecca McDougall. Jeffrey McDougall. Raymond Morton Jr. Tracy Newberry. Stephen Starkey. Deborah White. Jeannie Dawson. Brooke Taylor. Jared Smith.
George, can you have all the jurors move up towards the front? George. So that the back row is clear and the left side is clear. All right, ladies and gentlemen, there are some questions which we generally refer to as the basic qualification questions. You all have seen these before on the in the forms, the information that you've received from the clerk's office. And so you've all seen these questions, but again, I want to ask these questions on the record so that the record reflects your all's answer to these. And like I said, these are referred to as what we refer to as basic qualification questions. If you have to answer any of these questions, please raise your hand high enough and long enough so that we can see who has or has not raised your hand. Here in a minute, we're going to ask some questions just of the jurors who we've called the names. They've come up and I refer to these as being in the jury box, even though some of them are sitting in front of it. But these questions will be asked to all the members of the jury. So all the members of the jury need to answer these questions. Is there any one of you who is not a citizen of the United States? Again, if you need to answer any of these questions, please raise your hand high enough and long enough. Is there any one of you who is not at least 18 years of age? Is there any one of you who is 70 years of age or older? All right, and you're Mr.
Riddle.
Okay. The law says that once you reach 70 or older, that you can, if you're called for jury duty, you can say, I don't want to serve, and we have to honor that request. Younger than that, you can say, I don't want to serve, and we say, I don't care, you're still serving. But the law says that once you reach 70 and above, you can say, I don't want to serve. We would love to have you serve, but you are entitled to claim what's called the age exemption. So, would you like to serve or would you like to be exempt?
I'd like to be exempt.
Okay, you are excused then. Thank you. Is there any one of you who is not a resident of Wood County, West Virginia? That means having your principal place of abode located within the geographical boundaries of Wood County. Is there any one of you who cannot read, speak, or understand the English language? Is there any one of you who feel that you have a physical or mental disability which substantially impairs your capacity to render satisfactory jury service? Have any of you served as a juror in Wood County or any other county of this state or any other state or even in the federal system within the previous 2 years? And the reason we ask this is that under West Virginia law, once you've served as a juror, and that means this term of service, I'm not sure whether it's 6 or 8 weeks, that you're entitled to be exempted from jury service for the next 2 years. Have any of you lost the right to vote because of a criminal conviction? Have any of you been convicted of perjury, false swearing or any other infamous offense, with an infamous offense being defined as one where you can go to prison as opposed to the county or regional jail. And then last, do any of you have a case that is set to be tried here in Wood County in front of a jury within the next 2 months? All right, the jury or the court would find then that the jurors who are present meet the basic qualifications. All right, we're going to get started with asking some questions we've been going for a while, so we're going to go ahead and take a short recess at this point. This is probably the best place. The jurors who are called and sitting here in the jury box, because there's so many of you, normally we have you just go to the jury room, but there's too many of you to go to the jury room. So we're just going to have to say, just stay here. I mean, you can get up, and if you have to use the restroom, certainly. But the jurors who are in the jury box, if you please remember where you're seated, if you get up, and when you sit back down, if you'd sit in the same seat that you're in now. And with that, we will take a short recess.
I thought it was like Shepard, but everyone asked me that.